Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is Monday, the 28th day in the month of July 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says your present. Yesterday we looked at your past, today we'll be looking at your present. Our hymn for today is taken from Hymn 28, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah 47 to 49, and our memory verse is taken from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15, which says, See them that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Ephesians 5 verse 15, See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Our Bible reading is taken from Genesis chapter 25 from verse 27 to 34. Genesis chapter 25 from verse 27 to 34. From verse 27 it reads, The boys grew up and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was content to stay at home among the tents. Isaac, who had a taste of for the wild, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country. Famished, he said to Jacob, Quick, let me have some of your red stew. I'm famished. That is why he is called Edom. Jacob replied, First sell me your birthright. Look, I am about to die, Esau said. What good is the birthright to me? But Jacob said, Swear to me first. So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob said, gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. Today's Open Heaven reads, Today can be regarded as tomorrow's past, just as your past experiences and choices give birth to your present. The experiences and choices of today will give birth to your tomorrow. Therefore, you must be mindful of how you live your life today to birth a great future for yourself. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 15 to 16 tells us that we should work circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. In the next verse, the Bible tells us what it means to work circumspectly. It says, Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We can find that in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17. To work circumspectly is to work in wisdom. It is to allow God's wisdom to fill your heart so you can have a deep understanding of what the will of God is and do it. Esau is an example of someone in the Bible who didn't work in wisdom, and this affected his future negatively. He was the firstborn son of Isaac and Rebekah, and as a firstborn, he was entitled to his father's blessing. His future was looking very bright until one day when he went to the field to hunt for meat. He returned home hungry and met his brother Jacob cooking. Esau allowed his hunger to becloud his reasoning and accepted Jacob's offer to trade his birthright for a plate of food, as we see in today's Bible reading. He didn't know that what was waiting for him in the future. Because he despised his birthright, the blessings fled from him. You must live in such a way that you don't eat your tomorrows today. Don't be like Esau, who couldn't see beyond his immediate wants and allowed a temporal hunger to cause him to lose his permanent blessing. another fellow who didn't walk in wisdom and allowed his foolish actions to destroy him, to destroy his future, was Reuben. Reuben was the firstborn son of Jacob, and as the firstborn, he had every right to inherit the blessings. However, he was unwise and he slept with his father's concubines. He allowed his temporal desire to cheat him and his descendants of the great blessing he should have inherited. When his father was about to die, instead of receiving blessings, he and his descendants inherited curses. We can find that in Genesis chapter 49 from verse 3 to 4. Beloved, choose to walk in wisdom by living strictly according to God's word at all times, so that you and your children can reap good fruits in the future. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, your actions today will determine the outcome of your life and that of your descendants tomorrow. Live wisely. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalashradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Sit on www.praisepalashradio.com. It's available on our mobile app also, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye bye.